I talked about this a long time ago, but probably need to talk about it again. You got the extreme right, which is legalism. You got the extreme left, which is occultism. They're both anti-Bible. Because the Bible is faith alone, and the Bible has all the mysteries. So the people going to the occult side, they're looking for the dark, they're looking for the truth in the dark side. The people going to the far right, they're trying to be righteous with rules and laws. So the people in the far left, they're trying to be righteous with Gnostic or Gnosis, Gnostic knowledge. But righteousness comes not with keeping a law, nor with being a Gnostic where you know all the mysteries. That's not your righteousness. Righteousness is Jesus. Christ has made unto us righteousness, sanctification, glorification, wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, glorification. Jesus is your righteousness. Jesus is your Sabbath. The occult's not going to make you righteous. They're not going to. The occult, Gnosticism, there's a lot of Gnostics that are just pure evil. They're evil. I've talked to them. They're evil. And then they'll say, if you say, you're just evil, they'll say there's no such thing as good and evil. You're eating of the fruit of the, you're eating the tree or something. Yeah, there's a such thing as evil. Man born of woman's, it's full of sin, born in sin. The evil is the heart of man. And so the devil, who's the king of Tyre, king of the flesh, pretty much runs the hive. If you really want to know the mysteries, I'll tell them to you right now. This is the ultimate mystery right here. The flesh mind is the kingdom of darkness. And who runs it? The king of Tyre, the king of Tyre, the king of the flesh, the devil. You're a slave to the devil under the flesh mind. Now the kingdom of God is walking in the spirit. God is a spirit. And Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. So, if Jesus is an image of the Godhead bodily, and he's the archetype of all things, then everything down here is an image. It's an image. You're an image. But how do you move? Just like you take the cartoon and you write each image on a piece of paper and you take your thumb and flip through the pages, it looks like it's moving, but you're not really moving. You're just being changed to a new state, that's all. Moving from one state, one image to another image. And so, the image, the Holy Spirit is a copy of Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the image is the Holy Spirit in you. The sanctification is through the Holy Spirit. Now, can you use knowledge and Gnostic knowledge to grow? Yeah, but you got to compare it back to the Scripture, the Bible, and make sure everything that you're learning lines up with Scripture. Because if you don't do it, you're going to go down a rabbit hole of Gnosticism, Gnostic theology. You're going to think that here's the end game of the Gnostics. They think that Yahweh and Lucifer are the same. They think they're the red versus the blue. They think that the archons tricked you with the end game of Gnosticism, or the Gnostics. They think they're gods, and they really believe that Yahweh and Lucifer are a archon trick to keep you in the left versus right paradigm. And the only way that you're going to escape that is like the Superman. All the superhero movies are like Superman doesn't judge good or evil. He's above all that, you know. And that's how the Gnostics, but you know what's funny about the Gnostics? They don't think about it. If somebody comes in and breaks into their house and rapes their wife or kills their kids or kills their husband or steals their stuff or whatever, then that person's evil. Or if they hear some preacher who's a legalist on that they don't like, that person's evil because they're keeping them in the red versus the blue or something. So they, even though they claim that there's no such thing as good and evil, but when they hear somebody talking about what they consider the red versus blue preaching, they call that person evil. So they actually don't even see their own hypocrisy. And so the legalist is the same way. So to the extreme right, the legalist doesn't see that trying to keep a law is impossible, and that's the purpose of the law, is to show you your sin to drive you to Jesus. Dr. Law sends you to Dr. Grace. Dr. Law tells you you're sick. Dr. Grace can heal you. And so they don't know that they're in hypocrisy, the far left and the far right. They don't know it because they're so caught up in their little box. So the occult is a box trying to be righteous by Gnosticism and knowledge and some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Some kind of alchemy. They think that they can use some kind of alchemy to escape the flesh or whatever. But the only way you're going to escape is believe on Jesus. Receive Christ. There's only one way to God. There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one mediator. And so if there's one mediator, it destroys the legalists because it's not law, it's Jesus. And it destroys the occults because it's not knowledge, it's Jesus. It's not alchemy, it's Jesus. And the true alchemy is just a new heart being born again. If you really want to know what alchemy, that's the true alchemy, is a new heart. It's not some kind of stone. It's a new heart. It's to take your stony heart and turn it into a soft heart. That's what the deal is. And so the far left is they're trying to solve all the mysteries. Well, all the mysteries are hid in Christ. In Jesus are all the mysteries. You want to solve the mysteries? Run to Jesus. If you really want to solve the mysteries, read Colossians 1, 2. And read 1 John, first three verses. And read the book of John, the first 14 verses. If you really want to learn the mysteries, read the book of John, the first 14 verses. Read the book of 1 John, the first 5 verses. Read Colossians 1 and 2, chapters 1 and 2. And you're going to be on the right path then to solve all mysteries. I looked for the mysteries my whole life. And I finally said, Lord, what is going on? I can't figure it out. I said, Lord, it looks like the devil's winning. What am I missing? Because I know he's not. Because I was seeing 666 on everything. And then he showed me the blood of his cross on everything. So the devil, the 666 is man's number, right? It's the number of man, 666. The cubit, the cube. So on top of the black, white, and red checkered board, the blood of his cross, on top of the checkered board is a game being played, and it's the red versus blue game. The checkered board is the cutting field. The red versus blue is the converse, the turning, together turn. So you're together turning on the checkered board, face to face turning. And so as your face-to-face conversation means converse, together turn. As you're facing off with somebody, you're turning over truth, you're turning off, you're becoming a new person. As every time you talk to somebody, you're becoming a new person. Every time you listen to somebody, you're changing. And so you're being changed on top of the checkered board, which is the black, white, and red. And the red and the blue is the Turing machine. And so it's like a DVD disc, and you're being turned. And you're learning to die daily. That's why Michael Jackson had the black, white, and red, the blood on the dance floor. Because you're having to die daily. So in the cube, you're going to be cut. Now, there's a way to escape that, is if you go ahead and just die daily. Cut yourself daily. And I don't mean cut with a cutting like people cut their wrist. I'm talking about just die daily. Cut out the old flesh mind moment by moment by moment by moment, day by day. So when God shows you something, whether you hate authority or whether you hate women or you hate men or you hate or your prejudice or you whatever it is, you have to cut it out. It's the flesh mind. Whether you're judging, think you're unforgiveness, bitterness, you're judging somebody else, trying to be their God, whatever it is, you're trying to be somebody's savior, cut that out. I had to cut that out. You can't save nobody. That's idolatry, really. You can't be anybody's savior. You can't save anybody. Cut out legalism. Cut out Gnosticism. Knowledge is good, but Gnosticism as a religion or a ism is not going to help you. Cut it all out. And so as God reveals it, cut it out. As God reveals it, cut it out. As God reveals it, cut it out. Die daily. In the cube, you're going to die. But you can escape the cube by dying before the cube kills you. Those who save their life will lose it. Those who lose their life will save it. Inside the cube, it's like a mirror image everywhere you look. And every time you try to do something, it bounces back. And that's why it says to have friends, you got to be friendly. That's why it says you reap what you sow. Because you're in a cube. Everything echoes back. Echo, boomerang, magnets. You break a magnet apart, it comes back. Sound waves, light, the mirror, your mirror. Everything reflects back because it's a reflecting pond. And that's why you're here, to reflect upon the truth.